Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The atmosphere in West Bengal continues to remain extremely tensed after the Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee found herself on a collision course with the centre after a huge showdown on Saturday evening between the state police and officials of the CBI or the Central Bureau of Investigation. The CBI officials, who had come to question Kolkata Police Chief Rajiv Kumar on two Ponzi schemes, were temporarily detained by the police. Accusing Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP of a political vendetta, a furious Banerjee started an overnight dharna to save the constitution. Now, as we speak, the Chief Minister continues to sit on her anti-Modi dharna in West Bengal. While various BJP leaders have called for a president's rule in the state, opposition leaders have rallied around Ms. Banerjee, making for a huge flashpoint with the centre. According to interim CBI Chief M. Nageshwara Rao, there is evidence that Kumar was instrumental in causing the destruction of the evidence and obstructing justice in the chit fund scam. However, Mamata Banerjee, during her dharna, said that the CBI's actions were no less than a coup. Now, Mamata Banerjee has also dared the BJP to impose the president's rule in the state, saying that this is a total constitutional breakdown. She said, and I quote, "How dare you come to my police commissioner's home without a warrant? Mr. Ajit Doval is doing whatever PM wants him to. He is the one giving all the instructions to the CBI." She was making an apparent reference to the National Security Advisor here. Banerjee had stayed overnight at the designated spot for protests in central Kolkata and will proceed to the assembly later today morning for the state budget. She said that she has full confidence in the judiciary, the media and the people. If they want to impose president's rule, we are ready for it. The CBI is expected to go to the Supreme Court today, accusing the West Bengal government of impeding a court-ordered probe into the chit fund scam. The state government is also likely to appeal to the top court about the issue. Meanwhile, the CBI officials are planning to meet the West Bengal Governor Keshari Nath Tripathi later today. Now, Rajiv Kumar, who headed the special investigation team probing the Saradha and the Rose Valley Ponzi scams of 2013, was asked to help the investigation after several documents allegedly went missing. He has received several summons for questioning. This time, a section of media reported that he could be arrested for evading questioning and was absconding. The Kolkata police said that they would take action for the defamatory reports. Senior Trinamool leader Derek O'Brien said on Sunday evening that 40 CBI officers turned up at the Park Street house of Rajiv Kumar. They were refused entry by the police guards posted there and the team was taken to the local police station. Ms. Banerjee and the top police officers held an emergency meeting at Mr. Kumar's house shortly after that. Now, accusing the BJP of engineering the crisis, Ms. Banerjee said that the trouble fed after her mega rally of 23 opposition parties in Kolkata last month. Hailing the Kolkata Police Commissioner as one of the best among the world, she also added that his integrity, bravery and honesty are unquestioned. He is working 24/7 and was on leave for only a day recently. "When you spread lies, the lies will always remain lies," she said in a tweet. Now, the court today will hear the argument of the plea of the CBI, which has sought the permission of polygraph tests for Manoj Prasad and Satish Sana in the Rakesh Asthana case. It has been alleged that Prasad, a Dubai-based investment banker, took bribe on behalf of the former special director Asthana. Satish Sana, who is the compliant in the Rakesh Asthana case, had alleged that Prasad had assured him of help from a certain CBI officer in the Moin Qureshi case if he paid an amount of Rs. 5 crore. Next up, the Law Ministry has given its approval to the CBI to prosecute former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in the INX Media case. Meanwhile, the Congress leader's son Karthi Chidambaram has already been charged in the case. Permission was given after the CBI and the Enforcement Directorate on Friday told the Delhi High Court that the custodial interrogation of the veteran Congress leader was required in the related case. The CBI has already got a go-ahead from the central government to prosecute Chidambaram in the Aircel Maxis case. Now, let's have a look at some of the top stories that developed over the weekend that you may have missed. With a keen eye on the upcoming Lok Sabha polls due by May, the BJP government presented the Budget 2019, which has created quite a buzz amongst critics, including Rahul Gandhi, who have called it a jumla budget, saying that it only vies for voter appeasement. The budget, which was presented by Finance Minister Piyush Goyal, was clearly populist in its bend with ways on farmers and middle-class taxpayers. Former Finance Minister and Congress veteran P. Chidambaram on Friday described the interim budget as an account for votes and not a vote on account, saying that the Modi government has further weakened the fiscal stability with this move. Chidambaram accused that this was a full-fledged budget accompanied by an election campaign speech, and by doing so, the government had trampled on the time-honoured conventions. He added that the government had no hope of returning to power and therefore had acted desperately and recklessly, and particularly in the violation of the constitution. Now, as it was expected this year round, the two voter segments that the Modi government has particularly paid attention to in its budget are the 2 crore farmer families and the 3 crore middle class taxpayers. And with that, Piyush Goyal announced the plan for the government to provide an assisted income support to small and marginal farmers under the scheme called the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi. Under this scheme, a direct transfer of Rs 6,000 per year will be made to the bank accounts of farmers who own less than 2 hectares of land. Now, this translates to approximately Rs 17 per day. Now, apart from that, in order to woo the middle class, a tax rebate was also announced for those who earn up to Rs 5 lakh per annum, which is an increase from the earlier limit of Rs 2.5 lakh per annum. Tax rates for those earning more than Rs 5 lakh per annum, however, remain the same. The standard deduction rate has also been increased by 10,000 from 40,000 to 50,000 this year in the proposed budget. A mega pension scheme to provide informal workers who own less than Rs 15,000 an assured pension of Rs 3,000 after 60 years of age has also been announced under the Pradhan Mantri Shram Manadhan. Under the scheme, the workers will have to pay a nominal monthly deposit, which will then be used towards the pension. The Pune court on Sunday ruled the arrest of academic Anand Teldumde as illegal and said that it amounted to contempt of the Supreme Court. Despite the Apex Court order last month granting Teldumde protection from arrest till 11th of February, the scholar was taken into custody by the Pune police at 3:30 a.m. on Saturday for his alleged role in the Bhima Koregaon violence of 1st of January 2018. In 2018, the police had arrested 10 human rights lawyers and activists from across the country and branded them as urban Naxals for their alleged participation in the Elgar Parishad event held at Bhima Koregaon last year. Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Sunday addressed a Jan Akanksha rally at Gandhi Maidan in Patna, in which he criticized the budget of 2019 that was presented on Friday by Piyush Goyal, saying that it was pro-industrialist. Gandhi, in his maiden rally in the state, said that the PM has given Rs 30,000 crore to Anil Ambani but only Rs 17 per day to the farmers of the country under its minimum income support scheme. With nearly 3,000 police personnel deployed at the venue, the Patna police made extensive security arrangements this time to maintain law and order at the time of the rally. The Congress chief reiterated his promise for a basic income plan for the poor if voted to power, as he slammed the government for the high unemployment rate in the state. Now, the Congress is a part of a Mahagathbandhan, a grand alliance in Bihar, which comprises of the RJD, the Rashtriya Lok Samata Party and the Hindustani Awam Morcha. Next up, former Madhya Pradesh DJP Rishi Kumar Shukla was appointed as the next CBI director on Saturday. The appointment committee of the cabinet notified the same of 1983 batch MP cadre officer in the afternoon. Sources said that Shukla's strong ACR, which is the annual performance appraisal report, and seniority went into his favour. However, the decision did not reach a consensus at all. Sources close to Mallikarjun Kharge said that the Congress leader in Lok Sabha objected heavily to Shukla's name on grounds that he has never served in the CBI and does not have any experience in anti-corruption investigation. According to reports, the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha also wrote to Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressing this dissatisfaction and dissent. He alleged that the officer has no experience in handling anti-corruption cases and the criteria for selection was hence diluted in violation of law and Supreme Court judgments. According to officials, though, 16 names were put before the selection committee and DG CPRF RRR Bhatnagar and Rishi Shukla were the senior most in the list. This post of the CBI has been lying vacant since 10th of January after the unceremonious exit of Alok Verma, who had been engaged in a bitter fight with Gujarat cadre IPS officer Rakesh Asthana over corruption charges. Mr. Nageshwara Rao has been working as the interim CBI chief ever since Verma was ousted. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.